Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnudutas, Text 42. Yarhi Uparata Dist Tasmin Adrakshit Purusha Puraha Upalabhyo Palabda Prag Vavande Shirasa Dvijaha. Yaruparata distasmin Adrakshit Purusham Puraha Upalabhyo Palabdan Prag Pavande Shirasa Dvijaha. Yahu Paratadistasmin Adrakshit Purushan Puraha Upalabhyo Palabdan Prag Vavande Shirasad Vijaha. Yahi Paratadistasmin Adrakshit Purushan Puraha Upalabhyo Palabdan Prag Bhavande Shirasad Vijaha. Yaryu Parta Distasmin Bhakshi Purushan Pura. Vaishnavis, Yaru Parata Distasmi, Rakshi Purusham Pura, Yaru Purusham Pura, Yarhi, when Uparata Dihi, his mind and intelligence were fixed. Tasmin, at that time, Adrakshit, had seen. Purushan, the persons, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu. Puraha, before him. Upalabhya, getting. Upalabdhan, who were gotten. Prak, previously. Vavande, offered obeisances. Shirasa, by the head. Dvijaha, the Brahmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So translation, please repeat. When His intelligence and mind were fixed upon the form of the Lord, the Brahman Ajamil once again saw before him four celestial persons. He could understand that they were those he had seen previously, and thus he offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them. Purport. The Vishnududas, who had rescued Ajamil, came before him again when his mind was firmly fixed upon the form of the Lord. The Vishnudutas had gone away for some time to give Ajamil a chance to become firmly fixed in meditation upon the Lord. Now that his devotion had matured, they returned to take him. Understanding that the same Vishnudutas had returned, Ajamil offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The verse again. When his intelligence and mind were fixed upon the form of the Lord, the Brahman Ajamil once again saw before him the four celestial persons. He could understand that they were those he had seen previously, and thus he offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them. In the Vedic universe, there are different kinds of persons. It's in the universe of modern materialistic science, there's only one type of living thing. They don't believe that there's any soul. They believe that, you know, the material body is all there is. The material elements are the only things that exist. So, you know, they think on this planet, a long time ago, some chemicals were in the ocean and they combined together to form the first, what they call, living thing. And that was some single-celled creature. And they believe that some of the single-celled creatures came together to form multi-celled creatures like simple plants and animals. And then some of the animals, you know, they became monkeys, and some of the monkeys became ape men, and some of the ape men became human beings, like that. So I think that living things are like that. They're just chemical machines, and that's all there is to it. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we get, you know, a different idea, that the material body is a vehicle for a soul, a conscious self, the Atma. And these bodies did not come about by accident. They're actually designed, you know, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as vehicles for souls. And there are 8,400,000 types of vehicles for conditioned souls. And the human vehicle is considered the highest, atato brahma jigyasa, because in the human vehicle, it's possible to understand what the real nature of the self is. Aham brahmasmi, I am spirit. Jivaras rupa hoy Krishnera nitya das, that we are eternal servants of Krishna. Somehow or other, we have fallen into this material existence, this world of birth and death. But najayate mriyate va kadachin, for the soul, there is no birth or death. Mamai vamso jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, manasastan indriyani, prakritishtani karshati. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that the soul, the conscious self, the Atma, is part of Him. It's part of God. And like God, it has the same qualities. Just like Krishna, He's Satchitananda Vigraha. He's the form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So the soul is also eternal. It's also full of knowledge. It's also full of pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasat, that's the nature of the soul and the Supreme Soul, to be full of transcendental pleasure in relationship with each other. But the relationship has to be a proper one. You know, the soul is subordinate to the Supreme Soul, Krishna. So, in the human form of life, it's possible to understand that and act on that and come to that level of awareness. So that's what's happening to Ajamil. He's finally using his human form. He's using his human vehicle, his human body, for its real purpose. And for some time he had not, you know, been doing that. He'd been misusing the vehicle, the human vehicle. And he was going to have to suffer for that. Of course, he got rescued by the Vishnudutas because he had been, without really intending, doing the right thing. In other words, saying the holy name of Vishnu. You know, there are different processes for realizing the true nature of the self, the true nature of God. You know, there are different systems of yoga and meditation. But here in these chapters, we're finding that the highest meditation is to chant, hear and chant the names of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. That is the highest form of meditation. So he, by accident, was doing that. And, you know, the Yamadutas had come. I mean, they may be, perhaps be forgiven for misunderstanding. They may have thought, well, we've encountered so many people who at the time of death start trying to chant the name of Lord Narayan just to get out of all their sinful activities, you know, somehow or other. And we take them anyways. But he wasn't doing that. He wasn't chanting with some material motivation. You know, he was, you know, simply offenselessly chanting. So they shouldn't have taken him. So the Vishnudutas are coming now. They rescued him at first, and they gave him a second chance. You know, we might say he got a second chance in life. He was going to be leaving his body, not a perfect state of consciousness, but because he was somehow or other offenselessly chanting the name of Lord Narayan, he got a second chance to perfect his meditation, perfect his consciousness. So the Vishnadutas are giving him that chance. But to get back to the point I started with, in the Vedic universe, there are different types of personalities. Ajamila was a conditioned soul. That means he was a soul in a material body, and he was meant to use his material body for its proper purpose. And in the next verse, we're going to see that because he had come to the proper state of consciousness, he lost his material body and regained his spiritual body, his swarupa. Jivara swarupa hoy Krishnara nitya das. The swarupa, the original form of the living entity, is as a servant, eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. So he's attaining that. These Vishnadutas, presumably, as far as I can tell, they are Vaikuntha personalities. They are already in, their swarupas. They're not conditioned souls and material bodies. So they're coming to take Ajamil to Vaikuntha, to either one of the Vaikuntha planets or Goloka Vrindavan. And we're going to see that they've come in a spaceship, a Vimana. They're going to put him on a Vimana, or a Vaikuntha airplane. And he's going to be transported in that airplane to the spiritual world. So that is the nature of the Vedic universe. There are different levels. There's the spiritual level, Vaikuntha. Then there's the level of the demigods, the higher material planets. Then there's the earthly planets, and then there's the hellish planets. It's not that it's all just stars and planets floating around in space, as the modern materialistic astronomers think. There's more than they can see with their telescopes. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the actual instrument for understanding and seeing the universe, where Shastra Chakshush. We see through the eyes of Shastra. Now, this is our microscope. This is our telescope, by which we learn about things that can't be seen by ordinary perception. So it's mentioned that in the purport that Ajamil had perfected his meditation. Sabhaimana Krishna Padaravindayo. This is our meditation. Meditation means to fix the mind and intelligence on some object. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam recommends fix the mind on Krishna. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo. Or as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavavad Bhakto. Fix the mind on me. Become my devotee. Of course, there's also activity in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna advises Arjuna, Mam anusmara yudya cha. remember me and fight. Because in this age, it's not possible really just to sit in a solitary place and meditate. Maybe for a few rare individuals, you know, that's possible. Or maybe at a certain stage in one's life, you know, one can do that. For, you know, some few rare individuals, they enter into a state like that. But for most persons, there's some necessity to engage the body in activity. And that activity is devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So, Mama Anusmara Yudhya Cha, perform devotional service in full consciousness of me. That is what Krishna recommends. So Srila Prabhupada has given us, you know, facility to do that, to remember Krishna and fight in the sense of fight material consciousness, perform devotional activities. So we've been given the Hare Krishna mantra to meditate upon, the form of the deity to meditate upon. We've been given the Srimad Bhagavatam and the instructions of Krishna and descriptions of his pastimes to meditate upon. And then we've also been provided with facility to act in Krishna consciousness. Of course, the highest form of activity is to give this opportunity to others. So our whole movement has been structured in that way, not to just give the members an opportunity to meditate upon Krishna and act for his satisfaction and pleasure, but to give this same opportunity to others, to expand the circle of persons who are remembering Krishna and performing devotional service to Lord Krishna. So, Ajamil had been given this opportunity. It's not explained exactly what he did in those intervening years, but he did go to a sacred place, Haridwar, and he did perform devotional service and served Krishna somehow or other. And, you know, that's the purpose of, you know, sacred places. You know, I've been to Haridwar and Rishikesh, which is nearby. And my experience during the short time I was there is that there really is a spiritual sort of atmosphere there where it's very conducive to not thinking about all kinds of material activities, for thinking about Krishna's service. You know, I had just that experience. You're in the Himalayan mountains, the Ganges River is flowing. You know, so many sages have gone to those places. There's definitely something there. Or just like in Sridham, Mayapur, Vrindavan Dham, it's conducive to focusing the mind on Krishna. But these temples that Srila Prabhupada has established all over the world are also, you know, places of pilgrimage. What makes a place of pilgrimage is really the saintly persons that are there. So if people come to this place of pilgrimage, they get the opportunity to see the form of the Lord, to meditate upon the form of the Lord, to offer some service to the Lord, but more important, to associate with the saintly persons who are here. That is the opportunity that they get. Adal Shraddha, Rupa Goswami says, first a little bit of faith, then sadhu sangha, associating with devotees. And then if you associate with the devotees, then comes bhajana kriya. You want to take up the same activities. And then Krishna says, bhakti amam avanjananti yavan yaschasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvatokyatva visite tadanantaram. And this particular part of the pastime of Ajamil is illustrating that verse. Only by devotional service, Krishna says, bhaktiyama mavijananti, only by devotional service can I be known. Not by jnana, you know, not by so much material intellectual activity, not by karma, not by performing all kinds of big materialistic activities, but by devotional service. Of course, if one is properly situated in devotional service, then Krishna may give one the ability to do great intellectual things or great big projects in this world. But if it's not done in devotional service, in the proper mood of pure devotional service, then it becomes simply another form of entanglement. But bhakti avama vijanati, and then only by devotional service can I be known as I am. Yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. As I am in truth. So many people think they know Krishna, but because they're not performing pure devotional service, the Krishna that they know is not the real Krishna or not the complete Krishna. So Krishna says, only by devotional service can I be known as I am in truth. And when one knows me perfectly in this way, then one can enter into my abode. So this is what has happened to Ajamil. He's taken up the practice of pure devotional service. He was given that second chance to do that. Before that, he was a Brahmin, a nice Brahmana, but that's not the perfection to be in the mode of goodness. One has to transcend that, go to the mode of pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. So he's been given that chance to come to that platform, and he's taken advantage of the chance to perform pure devotional service. So he's come to the platform of being able to know Krishna as he really is. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, visite tadanantaram, such persons, they are taken into my abode, into my personal association, into my personal lila. So that's what's happened to Ajamil. He's performed his devotional service. He's come to the perfect stage, or at least perfect enough, whatever the level of perfection that's required to enter into Krishna's abode. He's achieved that. So the Vishnudutas have come to personally escort him in a Vimana, a Vaikuntha airplane, into Krishna's abode, or Lord Narayan's abode, whatever the case may be. It's all part of the Vaikuntha world. So that is the goal of devotional service. Of course, some pure devotees, they remain within the material world for the purpose of delivering the conditioned souls out of love for Krishna. Krishna may have that desire for some souls, pure devotees. They may enter this material world, not like an ordinary conditioned soul who comes here because wants to enjoy separately from Krishna. But in any case, Ajamiya here is achieve the actual perfection of the human form of life. So, the sign says, please end class by 8:10 a.m. Please finish questions and answers by 8:15 a.m. Archita.
Thank you for setting a nice example, not only giving a nice class, but taking the time. You brought up the subject of Vedic cosmologists. I wanted to ask a question because we know or we accept that the Vedic cosmologists, the distance they give for the sun is approximately the same that modern scientists give. But then when we go back to the fifth canto to see the diameter of the universe that's given there, it doesn't match up because the scientists say, for instance, that the closest star other than our sun is Proxima Centauri, which is about 4.243 light years away. And light years, 10 trillion kilometers, or about 5, or almost 6 trillion miles. So you multiply that, you're talking about a region of 25 trillion miles for the closest star, and there are stars that are not farther than that. So how do we go from being almost the same for the distance of the sun to being way off when you consider the diameter of the entire universe compared to what they're saying is the distance of the star?
What are the scientists going to say tomorrow? In the next year, in 100 years from now. I mean, if you look, I mean, maybe yesterday they said the farthest, the closest star is this far or that far, but 100 years ago they were saying something else. If you look at the history of scientific estimates for the size of the universe and the distance of the stars, they're all over the map. So, they're always changing their ideas, so it's like a moving target. I don't know if we have to even deal with it. Srila Prabhupada, said to once that, okay, I've got my scientifically trained disciples, and I want them to deal with these things. There was one professor, Dr. Wolf Rotke, this kind of professor who was in touch with Srila Prabhupada. He was a little friendly, but he would have questions about the moon and the stars. And and Prabhupada said, I'm leaving it to my scientifically trained disciples to deal with these things. So they may have... So for those devotees who are scientifically trained and equipped to talk with astronomers and things like that, they may have different ways of dealing with these things. And if you want to know how they do it, you could read the books of Satapuja Prabhu, who was a trained mathematician, scientist, and he dealt with a lot of these questions. And in terms of the various shastras, not just the Srimad Bhagavatam, but the Jyoti shastras and things like that. But the basic point is that the material mind and senses are imperfect. So why are we going to have faith, that they, in what they say, especially when they're always changing? If you look at the history of Western astronomy over the past 1,000 years, you see every 10 years they're coming up with different estimates for what the universe is, what its size is, what the distances are 100 years from now. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is not going to be changing. Very briefly, just got, okay, I think we're at the limit. Okay, if it's very, very brief, you might be able to fit it in. He'll get some benefit. It's not that he won't get any, you know, benefit, but it's considered one of the offenses to the holy name, you know, to be chanting for some material purpose or liberation or something like that. So you get benefit by chanting the holy name of the Lord. You'll be able to continue, which is basically the same benefit that Ajamil got. He got to continue as well. So that's my brief answer. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Distance.